AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The engineer of the train that derailed and killed at least seven in Philadelphia hasn't said why it was going that fast.
The National Transportation Safety Board is still waiting to hear what engineer Brandon Bostian has to say about why he was driving an Amtrak train 106 miles an hour on a 50-mile-per-hour curve. NTSB member Robert Sumwalt says the agency's willing to wait.
This person has gone through a very traumatic event, and we want to give him an opportunity to convalesce for a day or so before we interview him.
Bostian's lawyer told ABC the engineer doesn't remember anything other than hitting the brake. Robert Goggins says Bostian consented to a blood test and that he wasn't drinking or doing drugs. Warren Levinson, Philadelphia.
An attorney for a fugitive who'd been on the lam since walking away from a prison farm in 1959 is fighting his extradition back to Ohio after a recent arrest in Florida. Last week, the 79-year-old waived his extradition, but a lawyer will ask a judge to reconsider. Nepal's prime minister says earthquake victims have been flooding the larger town since Tuesday's big quake, the second in less than 3 weeks. AP correspondent Nirmala George fills us in.
I'm speaking from the town of Charikot, where thousands of people are roaming around on the streets. These are residents whose houses have been so damaged that they cannot go back. There are also a lot of people who've trekked or come down from remote villages in search of relief material.
The Tulsa County District Attorney is asking the state's top investigative agency to examine allegations of misconduct within the county sheriff's office after the shooting of a restrained man by a volunteer deputy. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says it's considering the request. This is AP Radio News. An Iraqi nun is urging Congress to send more help to Christians displaced by the Islamic State group.
Sister Diana Momeka told the House Foreign Affairs Committee that Christians and other fleeing religious minorities have received virtually no help from either the Iraqi regime or the Kurdish regional government.
They are living in containers or living in unfinished buildings, facing terrible conditions. Besides, the humanitarian aid is not enough for them.
She said Christians don't want to leave Iraq but return to their villages when Islamic State militants are driven out. Steve Coleman, Washington.
It turns out that small $3 donations at Macy's cash registers leading up to Memorial Day can raise big bucks for veterans. Over the past 2 years, Cincinnati-based Macy's has raised $5 million for the national veteran campaign called Got Your Six. I'm Carlotta Bradley. AP Radio News.